As you board, please move across your car to make room for everyone, and kindly offer available seating to those needing special assistance. If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors. They will be closing in a moment. Thank you.
Howdy, hey, and welcome to another episode of Disney Assembled. I'm Troy.
And I'm Mimi.
And we are your happy little father-daughter podcast, here to create joy and share our love for all things Disney.
Disney Assembled is sponsored by our patrons over on Patreon. If you would like to join them, feel free to check out patreon.com/Disney Assembled or head on over to DisneyAssembled.com and hit that Patreon button. And it'll send you right to that link.
We really appreciate your consideration there. Membership starts as little as $2 a month. With that, you get access to all the exclusive patron-only content. All right. We are recording this week's episode. It's not today's episode because it's not coming out today, but it is Thursday, April 11th. It is in the evening. We never record in the evening during the week.
Never. And we're tired.
Doing it this week because you have a lot going on and you're not going to be around this weekend.
I'm going to be at camp. It's my last camp retreat, my high school. So every so often, if you guys have been avid listeners of Disney Assembled, you'll know that about four times a school year, I take off to camp where I participate / am involved with / do leadership for these various camp things, retreat things for high schoolers. And this is my very last one. So they do them in September, November, January, and April. And this is my very last one coming up. I'm very excited, but also kind of sad to say goodbye to it. But I still have summer camp. I'm still working this summer as a camp counselor. So, you know, camp is not permanently done in my life, but these retreats, this is my last one. So that's where I am at the time of listening to this
episode.
I
know you really care about those camp retreats. I hope you have a good one. I hope it's a fantastic final one for the high school years.
Heck yeah.
Good job. All right. We have a main topic of the week. We have the Disney trivia question of the week. We did get an answer, so we do get to give someone a little claps this week.
Do you want to just jump into that right now while we're talking about it?
Well, do you want to do that, or do you want to tell everybody what the main topic is?
That's okay. Jump into it.
All right. So this is last week's.
Yes. So last week's trivia question was, and you still technically have 4 days to answer it as of right now. And if we missed your submission, I'm so sorry. Okay. So, which Pirates of the Caribbean film won the Academy Award for Best Visual Effects? And the answer was actually gotten correct by Andrew, our patron, right. Andrew. And the answer is Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest.
All right, so, Andrew.
Little claps for Andrew.
Little claps. Congratulations.
For getting the Disney trivia question of last week, I'll present the next question at the end of this episode.
Yeah, at the end of this episode, we'll have the last question.
Stick around.
Yeah, stick around for that. All right, we have a topic of the week. We have a dad joke of the week. And listen, one of the things I want to talk to you about is some news that came out, some rumors that came out this week. Big rumor that the Behind Thunder Mountain expansion.
Oh, yeah, like patents have been filed and stuff.
And so work is going to be done. But the rumor is now, listen, the rumor is that it's going to be potentially be a Cars Land, similar to what's in California.
No.
But listen, I'm not saying it's a good idea.
Do you think it'll be an Avengers campus?
No, it can't be an Avengers campus.
Oh, true. Sorry.
But if you look beyond Thunder Mountain, Thunder Mountain's got that mountain viewed. It's kind of a little bit
like Radiator Springs.
So in the distance, you could see that maybe it continues to be more desert mountainous.
Yes. I see it. I see the vision and I get it. And I'm certainly a Cars Land enjoyer. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I love
Radiator Springs Racers is really cool.
And it's just like such a cool section of the park. But it makes Disneyland different. It's something that really, really sort of, as much as I love development and I love similarity, I am a strong believer in what is at Disneyland should stay at Disneyland. Like, I think I would be upset if the Guardians of the Galaxy Tower of Terror made its way over to Hollywood Studios. I like that the two parks are different and, right. You know, it's not what makes Disneyland special, because what makes Disneyland special is that it's Disneyland and not Disney World. But I think if your parks are too similar, I don't know. And I guess they'll never be too similar because Disney World is just so much bigger than Disneyland in California. But I don't know. I like that it's original to California. I think it fits California Adventure. I don't think it would fit Magic Kingdom.
I think you're expressing the same feelings a lot of people express.
I think adding a Cars Land or an IP based land or area such as Galaxy's Edge, Avengers Campus, or Toy Story Land to Magic Kingdom would just really kill like what Magic Kingdom is already. It has its own lands that are unique to it.
Here's why I don't think it's going to be that, even though I understand why it could be. Here's why I don't think it is. It's a Pixar property.
Correct.
Can you think of any other Pixar property that has a prominent role in the Magic Kingdom? I cannot.
No. Magic Kingdom is
it would be a real change.
Disney animation.
Right. It would be a real change of theme to bring in Pixar. Like
even
Pixar's
the dark
at Hollywood
rides.
Studios.
Yeah.
Right. And Pixar is
in Epcot.
A little bit in Epcot because of Ratatouille.
And not really in Animal Kingdom.
Right. Well, Zootopia is not. Yeah, because Zootopia
is not there.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it would be, I don't think it'll be that because of the Pixar piece.
I think Magic Kingdom, like, I think what's interesting about Magic Kingdom as a park is that it is in its own essence, its own IP. Tomorrowland, Fantasyland, Adventureland, Frontierland. These are all, although not, they're not intellectual properties, it's its own sort of umbrella thing where right. Pixar and Marvel and Star Wars and these sort of huge companies, industries of entertainment don't really touch it. Yes, you've mm-hmm. got Disney Animation involved in it, but it's not,
right.
You know what I'm saying? It's not touched by these like puppeteers of big corporation. Right. It's own thing.
We'll have to wait and see what happens. I know that D23 is coming in the fall and
which I wish I could go to, but
well, the tickets sold out. So fast. I mean, there's no, but
I also move into college that week. So
also I want to change topics real quick. I know you haven't been watching these shows, but I have, and I want to give a shout
X-Men.
Out. I want to give a recommendation for X-Men 97 and this season of Bad Batch. Both of those shows have been absolutely fantastic. And I know they're animated and some people, whatever, by, you know, Troy, you're 52 year old man, when you're doing this animation, I'm telling you, the storytelling in both of those shows is great. And I watched the latest episode of X-Men 97 yesterday, and I was left speechless at the end of it. I mean, literally, I couldn't talk. It is so good. So if you haven't been watching Bad Batch or X-Men 97, I would say give it a shot. You may actually enjoy that stuff. You mentioned something about, you know, the parks and creating its own sort of umbrella worlds and
yeah, its own universe,
its own original, not intellectual property, but its own original
like storyline. Yeah.
And that kind of ties into this week's main topic of the week. Do you want to share with everyone what we came up with that we wanted to share this week?
Yeah, for sure. So we have a list of, I think, 9 Disney World, Magic Kingdom, or Disneyland specific animatronics. So characters that were
originally
created
in the park.
Created for the park as a part of the park's personality. And we're going to go through the top 5 and
we're going to say which ones we think the top 5 that we think should have their own film.
Should have their own film, and then the other ones will be honorable mentions.
Right. The top 5. I don't think we have the top 5. We have a list.
Right.
So we'll do that, and we'll do our new trivia question at the end of the show, and we'll go from there.
And we'll do
Are
the
you
joke.
Excited about your trip? We talked a little bit about the trip last week.
Yes, no more news about the trip. I have one friend connected through friends and family. So you have to link your accounts through friends and family before you can share your plans with everybody. So I have one connected through friends and family. And then when the other one connects, everything will pop up in my app. And I am so excited. And in, what's today's date? The 11th. So in 6 days from now. So I guess what, 5 days from when this episode comes out on the 17th, we will be able to book the restaurants that we are looking to book. And when I say restaurants, I mean restaurant single
right.
and experience one. Because we are
you gotta do it this one low key.
Poor high school students that are paying for this trip basically out of pocket.
Right.
And I wanted to take them to one particular dining experience that I think is totally worth the money, the hassle.
Share?
I'll share the experience that we're gonna do, and then I'm gonna leave the restaurant sort of secret until later because it's super important to me. But I'm hoping to take them to Oga's Cantina in Galaxy's Edge, which is not my favorite experience. You and I have talked about this for sure.
Right. But they've never done it.
And one of them is really into Star Wars. And I think it would be really cool to take them to the Cantina and just do that. I mean, it's definitely an experience that's worth doing once. Just I think doing it more than once is not. It's not our favorite thing, but some people take or leave it. And then the restaurant, they know actually nothing about, except for the bits and pieces of discordant information that I've dropped on it. It's like, oh my God, and it's like this, and it's this, and it's this, and it's this, I sound insane, and they know I sound insane. But
one you got hooked on
very quickly. Yeah. No, it took me maybe like 10 minutes being there to be like, oh yeah, sold. So we're doing that experience. I'm very, very excited.
I can tell you're excited. I'm excited for you. I can't wait to be following along.
Yes. Gotta love Pop Century.
Living vicariously through you.
I'll take many
pictures. You have a good time.
I will have a great time.
I will not be having any FOMO whatsoever.
I will bring you back Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. I will take it out from the ground and put it on the plane.
No, you go ahead and have a great time.
This is something
that is
new to this trip. Yeah. I'm flying to Orlando, which I have never done, not once.
I've
flown by myself before. I mean, I went to Arizona in November and I've flown to Birmingham, but I've never flown to Orlando when we go to Disney. So we're doing.
You got to take a picture of the MCO carpet.
Yeah, we're doing the Orlando. We're flying there at my flight takes off at 5 a.m., which is insane. And I'm excited because I've never had that experience. And then we're going to Uber. I've never been in an Uber before either because I don't like the idea of a stranger driving me. I like to drive myself, but that's okay. We're going to be fine.
You're not going to do the magical express thing?
I don't think they do it anymore.
You have to pay, but there's a bus.
Okay, fine.
You.
Then we'll take the weird Disney bus that takes you from the airport.
Neil can help you with that.
We'll figure it out. But yeah. I want to get to the park or to the resort as fast as possible, drop our stuff off and head off to the park.
You mean the Disney Assemble limo is not picking you up at the airport?
Unfortunately not.
Jeeves is taking the day off that day?
Yeah. The plan is to get there kind of early in the morning, check in, drop our stuff with the concierge and then dip out.
Cool.
Which
sounds
Pop
like fun.
Century concierge is certainly not Polynesian concierge, but they will hold your bags for you.
It's all good.
Which I did not know.
You'll have a great experience no matter what. Yes. Sounds like fun.
I'm so excited.
You know what else is
fun? That's the update on that. The Disney dad joke of the week.
It is. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, Disney fans of all sorts, it is time for this week's Disney dad joke of the week.
Oh boy.
Mimi.
Yeah.
You know, Epcot, when they add a country to Epcot in the World Showcase, it's really important that country be able to have a nice diverse cultural element, right? They have the food, they have the architecture, but the music is a big part, right? Because the nighttime shows features a lot of times they feature the music of those countries.
Correct.
You know that, right?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
So music is really important. So there's one country in particular that will never, ever be able to have a spot in World Showcase because none of the people there can carry a tune at all. Do you know what country that is?
No.
Singapore.
Yes.
Get it? Singapore.
Yes, Singapore. Poor singers. Yes, 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 yes.
I'm sorry. That's the best I can do this week. It's late.
It's okay.
A Thursday night.
We're all very tired. And
ladies and gentlemen, Disney fans of all sorts.
We wanted to record this episode at 5 o'clock.
Well, listen, if they have a dad joke that's better than that, if you can do better than that, if you're listening,
if you think you
can do better than that, I got a challenge for you. You need to email us your joke and we will consider it. If we haven't used it yet, we will consider your Disney dad joke to use in the show. You don't have to email us, right? Because some people don't like email.
That's okay.
Some people like to just
TikTok, Gram.
They're on
talk,
the Gram.
Gram
they're
book.
On the talk. They're on the thread. They're on the book.
Twitter.
They're on the Twixer.
Twixer.
Whatever it is.
At Disney Assembled.
Yeah, do that. We'll consider your joke.
Okay, let's
Smarty
jump into
pants.
This.
You think your jokes are better than mine?
Let's jump into this.
I double dog dare him.
I don't want to talk about this joke anymore.
All right. We have nine. We have to come up with five. Let's put the list in the middle because we haven't even really ranked them yet, have we?
Oh, we're ranking them? I thought we were just going to talk.
You want to pick five?
Definitely this
one. Why don't
you
pick one? I pick one. You pick one. I pick one.
Okay.
And then we'll go until we reach five.
Okay.
Or six. That way we each get three.
Three. Okay. I'm going to pick this one at the top.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to pick Red, the pirate Red. She's not a captain, but she's a pirate in Pirates of the Caribbean. She's the only female pirate in Pirates of the Caribbean.
She's a pirate. 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 You get to sing.
Yeah, no, I do get to sing. I'm not saying you can't sing.
Okay, Red.
Back and forth about the things I have to say.
All right, give us some more about Red. Red was a character that...
Reminiscing, isn't that having such a good time? God, what a day. We need that. Okay, Red is a character that was not original to the attraction, even though the attraction is original to the park.
Pirates of the Caribbean is not original.
Yeah, it's original enough. It's a classic attraction.
Close to original.
It's been open forever.
Original adjacent.
It's been open forever, but it featured no women except for...
The ones being terrorized.
Or sold.
That too.
Or sold. But in what? The 90s? The 80s?
At the some days. Not the 80s.
Potentially the 70s?
No. It was much later. Much later.
2000s, 2010s. Yeah. At some point between the second wave feminist movement with Gloria Steinem and today, they have added a female pirate to balance out all of the other crazy things that were going on in that attraction. Her name is Red. And aptly named because she wears a red dress and a red hat and she has red hair and she's cool and she's, they want the rum. That's her line. And
The rumor is Red will be, if they do another Pirates movie,
she'll be in it. Yeah. So the theory is that she will be in the new Pirates movie, assuming they ever make it. But I think they would have to publicly apologize to Johnny Depp and pay him out millions of dollars to get him to come back. Just as
who
they did with
play
Harrison
red
Ford.
In the film?
I think Lily James could play Red.
She's already been Cinderella.
True. Okay. I think.
Can I give
sure,
one?
Sure. Go.
Florence Pugh.
Florence Pugh could be Red. I love Florence Pugh. She's awesome. She was in Little Women. But yeah, Red, we don't know a lot about her. She doesn't have a story throughout the attraction. She's only in that one scene with the...
But she's a character that was introduced in the parks.
And she's a character that people love. And she's got her own line of merch. Right. She's got costumes. Kids go as her for Halloween. And I would love to see a film just about her background. Like I would want to see like Pirates of the Caribbean, the classic film, but like with her, you know what I'm saying? Like where you get enough background about her, but you also get a new adventure. That's what I'm looking for from this film.
There you go. Awesome.
Your turn.
My turn. So we have another list. We can scratch Red off the list because I am
with the official Disney assembled pen.
So I have to just scratch through Red.
With the official Disney assembled pen.
The official pen that says Allegheny College on it.
Yes,
I guess we went to a college fair and you picked up a pen for free.
Yes.
All right. I'm gonna go with the next one on the list, quite frankly. I think I'm just gonna go to the next one on the list. And this is a character, Epcot Figment, the purple Figment.
Oh yes.
There's been rumors that a Figment movie has been
for years, forever,
kicked around and maybe looked at, and maybe is it a Dreamfinder? Is it a Figment? I thought if Figment had a cameo in like Inside Out 2, as sort of like not an emotion, but
Riley's imagination,
that would be kind of cool. But I doubt that's going to happen.
Imagination.
That's the most annoying song. I'm sorry.
I don't know anything. I don't know any more words. Yeah, I think Figment would be really good in a movie. I would honestly rather see a Dreamfinder movie featuring Figment than a Figment movie like solo. Just because there's a lot of lore with the Dreamfinder character and there's a lot of lore with Figment. And I think that you can't do one without the other. And I would like to see them both sort of combined in a perfect world. They do a film with a Dreamfinder and Figment and they're like brother characters or like best friend characters or whatever. And then they make that they redo the attraction, bring back the Dreamfinder and then link them together permanently going forward. But
it sounds like straight to Disney Plus to me.
It does. But like people would watch it and like I would watch it.
I think Figment, again, it's a park IP character.
People love Figment.
I think Figment needs to find his way to the big screen at some point.
Yeah, I would like to see a Figment cameo in Inside Out 2. I think that would be cute, for sure.
I'm not going to hold my breath, though.
They've let us
maybe
down
in
before.
The background. Maybe like if you, one of the maybe the you movie detective. Like maybe that guy who's the movie detective. He finds all the Easter eggs and the connections.
Yeah. He watches the movies like a bajillion times.
Maybe he has it. All right, your turn.
I'm actually going to go with the next one on the list as well.
I knew you would.
My go to gal, not a gal. My go to bear. I love my bear, Duffy the bear. So many things to say about him. He lives on my bed every single day. And every morning I wake up to make sure all of his limbs are still there because he's like 10 years old. And I don't know. I love this character. You know his backstory. When you purchase him, he comes with a little card with his story on it.
Hey, he was Mickey Mouse's bear.
Yeah, so Minnie sewed him to give to Mickey as Mickey went on his oceanic voyages. Yeah. So he's Mickey's teddy bear. That's the story.
And it's something to do with a duffel bag and he was Duffy and something like that. I don't know
what you're talking about with that, but Duffy's perfect. And
now I believe there are Duffy shorts, but they don't play here in the United States.
No. So
because Duffy is more popular
overseas
than Mickey Mouse is.
Yes. So Duffy has his own line of lore and his own line of friends and his own line of merchandise and things overseas in Asia, and they love him over there. And although I think those shorts could translate well over here, I would rather see like one of those like Mickey Mouse straight to DVD movies, you know what I'm talking about, like the Christmas Carol, like these classic sort of things that you grew up watching in the original animation style,
right?
With Duffy, like about Duffy versus about Duffy's life and his friends, more about Mickey and Duffy and the adventures that they go on. Because that's the version of Duffy that I have. I got my Duffy when he was brand new to the canon of the parks, brand new to the canon of Walt Disney World. Like, I think he'd been out for like maybe 6 months at this point. And that's my Duffy. The Duffy that exists in Asia is a Duffy that I love, but I'm not familiar with.
Right.
Because I don't have access to those things. I'm sure I would if I Googled them, but it's not my thing. I like to have my own little bear and his own little story, and nobody else loves my bear like I do. Nobody else is a fan of Duffy like I am.
No,
and
you are quite the Duffy fan.
I refuse to admit that there are other people out there who probably love Duffy more than me, but not in the same way. So it makes it bad.
You know, I wish Disney Plus would bring those shorts to Disney Plus. So you can watch them.
For sure.
They probably catch them on YouTube. Somebody's probably.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Or something like that. All right. So it's my turn.
Yes.
I'm going to skip down a little bit on our list and I'm going to go to this one.
Okay.
Because I think you might want to do this one and I don't want to take this one away from you.
Yeah, I'm probably.
So I'm going to go to this one. Mr. Sunny Eclipse.
Gotta love it.
Everyone's favorite entertainment at the Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe.
But he is not Cosmic Ray.
He's not Cosmic Ray.
That is an
Ray.
Easy mistake to make, as I have made before.
Right. He is Sunny Eclipse. As a matter of fact, there was a solar eclipse earlier this week. So we had Sunny Eclipse Day earlier this week. But how did he end up at Cosmic Ray? Where's the backstory on Sunny?
Right. Like, you know,
he could be like...
Or better yet, who was Cosmic Ray? That's the better question.
Yeah. I mean, and maybe he's connected to the Star Wars universe. Maybe he tried out to be a DJ and at Yoga's and didn't make it and ended up at Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe. But Sunny Eclipse, a beloved character in the park, made for the park, gets no love on the screen. Sunny needs to make his way to the screen.
Or just like some merch in general. Like, people love talented. Sunny Eclipse.
He sings, he dances. Well, he danced, but he sings, he plays his little
around.
Thing.
Yeah, he plays around, the piano. And
tells jokes.
Yes. I think this character is almost like a cult classic. Kind of not at the Figment level, but people know Sunny Eclipse and they like him and he's funny. And when you think of Cosmic Rays and you think of Tomorrowland, he's sort of like a figurehead the way the People Mover is. And no Sunny Eclipse merchandise.
Yeah, where's the Sunny Eclipse merch?
No Sunny Eclipse.
There's no pins.
There's no
popcorn
nothing.
Buckets.
There's no eclipse glasses. Like, I mean, come on, guys. No
there
sunglasses.
Should
there should be sunglasses with his face on them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Keep it the program. There's no Sunny Eclipse Funko Pop. Where's the Funko Pop Sunny Eclipse?
Where's the Funko Pop for Figment?
Where's the Figment Funko? Exactly. Where is it?
Probably.
I bet Red has one.
I don't think so.
I think she does.
Well, because they did.
I think she does.
They did just do the whole, like, Disney Parks line. We have Mickey on the People Mover sitting over there.
Yeah.
In the 50th.
Right,
but so, yeah, Sunny Eclipse.
Bring him to the screen.
I would love to know a lot about him and about Cosmic Ray. Who is that? I don't know. We don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Question. My right. third choice for a background film is the one that you expected me to pick, the Tiki Birds from the Enchanted Tiki Room. I would want to see a series of shorts about them and less of a film, because I think the film would become almost like Joe versus the Volcano, like very campy, very terrible, very intentionally terrible, right? Supposed to be what it is, but
it would be a musical though.
It would be a musical, but you know, these birds come from all kinds of regions of the world and they're magical and they talk and they're also self-aware. So what I really like about the Tiki Room is something that I don't think a lot of people put value on. They're aware that it's a show. Like they know what it is. And I really, really like that. How did they get in the show? How did they interact with Walt Disney? Like I would want to see almost like a Robin Hood style mini series with them, because they know Walt Disney, right? Like they call themselves Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Birds. So
I think the Tiki Birds would be good if they broke the fourth wall.
Yeah.
Like if they're in the movie and it's kind of like a Modern Family situation. And then they look at the screen. It's kind of like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Like kind of how like Stitch breaks the fourth wall in some of his various sequels. Like, right. Like something like very Deadpool. Meta. Like, I don't know if anybody watched the ABC Muppets show that ran for like one season that was really good. And it was like, it was meta. It was self-aware. It broke the fourth wall. It was like the whole plot was that Piggy has a late night show and like the Muppets are like the production crew on it. Very good. So good. If you didn't watch it, go watch it. It was so funny. But like something like that with the Tiki Birds, but more exotic, more jungle, more Walt Disney, right? You would need to get somebody to play Walt Disney, recruiting them to come be at his park because they know about Walt Disney canonically from the show.
Right.
So that's my take.
All right. I have one more to pick and you have one more to pick and then we'll talk about.
No, this was my last pick.
That was your last pick. So I have one more pick.
Yes.
And then the others will be sort of our honorable mentions.
Yes.
I'm going to go down here. I don't think this family has a last name, but they have first names because I'm talking about the family from the Carousel of Progress.
Oh, they have the most basic names.
You have
names.
John and Sarah and Patricia and young James and teenage James and grandpa and grandmother and, you know, Uncle Orville, and they have their dog and they have whatever.
Right.
Listen, how about, do you know the premise of the show Quantum Leap?
Yes.
Where the scientist keeps getting leaps through time and gets put in situations.
Yeah, like a Doctor
Who. Or like the time, the movie, the book, The Time Machine, H.G. Wells, The Time Machine.
I've never read that, but I do know Quantum Leap.
I think this family gets caught in a time vortex and they keep leaping from time period to time period.
Like Loki?
Which makes the Carousel of Progress more relevant, right? Because you're getting a snapshot of them, you know, at the turn of the century, but then there's a whole episode in their TV show where they're dealing with being in the turn of the century.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like it's almost WandaVision like.
Kind of, but I don't think they have last names. I'm looking on here. I've been looking online. Do they have last names? I don't think they have last names. They don't. It's just their first names. And so we'd have to give them last names, right? And but I don't want to give them last names.
No, yeah.
But I think that would be fun. I think they're characters that were in the park. They're characters for the parks that had zero screen time.
Right.
Put them on a screen. I want to see the adventures of this family, kind of like a Swiss Family Robinson situation.
See, but
they're time traveling instead of being stuck on an island.
No, yeah. But I envision this series to look like, and I asked you before the episode started, and you were like, why? Like the Flintstones and the Jetsons. Like it's the same family and they're aware of each other, but they live in different points in time, but they don't ever cross over. Like, you know how the Flintstones and the Jetsons would do like crossover episodes on the regular and they'd be like, oh, like there's Fred and you know, like, and they would be aware of each other, but
they're
like
kind of the same, but they're not kind of like the Flintstones was a Stone Age version of the Honeymooners, which was a live action show. And the Jetsons were similar to the Flintstones,
but they're self-aware that they are essentially carbon copies of each other. And I would want to see something like that with this family, almost even going as far as saying I want it to be animated.
It could be animated. Yeah. Or it could be like stop action, stop motion.
Maybe.
Yeah. Like robot chicken type. No, maybe not.
Maybe not.
All right. So we have a few other characters that were made just arcs. We didn't include in our list. We'll call these our honorable mentions. Do you want to mention the first one?
Yeah. So the Yeti from Expedition Everest. Yeah. I think I would watch an Expedition Everest movie only if it starred Sandra Bullock, because she is terrible at traveling. Planes, boats,
spaceships.
She's terrible at traveling. I would love to see her try it.
Buses.
Like, I would love to see her try and hike up Mount Everest and get attacked by the Yeti. Like, do you see the vision the way
I see
the vision?
She wouldn't be in a vehicle though.
No, but like she would be maybe like hiking.
The train. She'd be in the little train.
But I think like hiking alone counts as like transportation. Like she's moving around for some sort of self betterment.
Okay.
Sandra Bullock traveling.
Yeah. Yeti. Okay.
Yeti.
The other one on the list is Orange Bird.
Who kind of has some lore canonically because he's just sort of to represent Florida, but give him a short.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't appear. None of these characters appeared in Once Upon a
Mickey or whatever, the 100-year thing.
Oh, yeah, the 100-year.
Yeah, none of these characters were in it.
Right.
Those are
all the characters that were actually on the screen.
Yeah.
So these didn't get those. So yeah, I'm thinking Orange Bird. It's a park character.
Yeah.
Hadn't been on screen. Put him on screen.
Yeah.
We have one more.
Chubby. Who I think does have screen time in some of the Mickey shorts, but like not as his own character. I think Chubby and Orange Bird are kind of, I see some like Chip and Dale style shorts created from those characters.
Some of our listeners may not know who Chubby is. So do you want to, maybe you should tell them. Tell everybody who Chubby is.
Yeah, okay. So Chubby is the bird that appears at the end of Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. So the bird that comes out the barn. He's actually, I think, in almost every scene. He's just like the bird that like sings to you at the end. And he's becoming very slowly a character like Figment or like Red or like any of the other ones that we've listed so far. He's got a popcorn bucket that just came out in Disneyland. I don't know about in Orlando.
Very much gaining in popularity.
He's got some merch going on. You know, people really like this character. He's cute. So
yeah, they're getting a lot of mileage out of a character that doesn't have a huge role in the actual ride, but
it's
always the little things, the little details.
Heck,
put a cute little bird in Runamuck Park and what happens.
Right, literally.
Hilarity ensues. Absolutely.
You know what else is hilarious?
What?
The Disney trivia question of the week.
It can be, right? But
like this one's a little bit hilarious. Right.
And we have a new question for this week. We already read last week's answer. We have this week's question.
We do.
So for it.
This week's question is, what 1989 Disney song was the first to win an Academy Award in 25 years? So one more time, what 1989 Disney song was the first to win an Academy Award in 25 years? So if you have the answer, feel free to send us an email or a message, disneyassembled@gmail.com, or talk, Graham, Twitter, book, all at
thread,
all at Disney Assembled. Yeah.
Or on Spotify.
Down in the thing below. Yeah, I lost my flow there with what I wanted to say.
That's okay. Yeah, it's all good.
But if you guys want to support the show further and give us some insight or opinions or feedback on either this episode and what we talked about or any other subsequent episode, feel free to send us an email, disneyassembled@gmail.com. No, I messed it up again.
Well, they support the show. They can do us the email.
Disney
That's very
Assembled.
Supportive. Tell us what they love about the show.
Tell us what you love about the show, disneyassembled@gmail.com or disneyassembled.com is our website where you can find TeePublic, buy our merch, you can find buy us a Dole Whip, you can find our Patreon, all that other super fun stuff. And you can also follow us on all the socials I mentioned before, Talk, Gram, Book, Threads, Twitter, at Disney Assembled.
Yeah, and we have a YouTube too, so you can follow us there. All right.
Yes, I lost the flow twice. I'm sorry, guys.
But it's Thursday night. We never record on Thursday night. We're kind of we're going against the grain here. All right, good job. High five. Come on, good job. I don't care about mistakes. They get the real thing. They get the unedited.
Literally.
We've only had to stop and try again two or three times this week.
Right.
So there we go.
We rarely stop and try again, but it's like we have to stop recording because a cat is like making a lot of noise, and so probably like, where are we? Wait, backtrack and listen to it. And then he'll just pick up the sentence in the middle. And you can definitely hear the cuts. And that's okay. But like, it's we don't ever like stop and re-record stuff.
We have no producer. It's just you and I talking into a microphone.
We have fun.
Putting it out there for everybody. And so we do have fun.
I have fun.
And I thank you for that. And we hope you had fun listening to the show. We hope that the episode brought a smile to your face, some extra magic to your day, and a very important sprinkle of pixie dust to your week. We certainly hope you enjoy listening to this show. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time,
see you real soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, please collect your belongings, watch your head and step, and take small children by the hand.